Sletz of you. The Gemara introduces a discussion regarding the Isser mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. A mefatim as a keteris, one who duplicates a keteris, if it was b'mezit, he's chayiv karis, if it was b'shagig, he's chayiv chatas. However, the Braisa qualifies. A mefatim as a keteris, the lamed ba oilamois letzibur pater. If someone duplicated the keteris to learn how it's done or to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, he's not liable because the pasuk of keteris states, b'maskunto leisas lechem. And the word lechem teaches, lechem uda asar av oilamois letzibur pater. One is liable only for personal use but not for public use. However, l'harich b'chayiv, if he duplicated the keteris to enjoy its scent, he is liable. However, hamarich b'pater, elo shemal, one who smells the genuine keteris is not liable because there is no issa l'harich, only an issa to smear it on a person, as the pasuk says, al besar adam l'yisach. However, one who smells it is liable for the issa me'ila. The Gemara adds, however, reyach achar shetala timrasay ein boi mishom me'ila. After the genuine keteris was burned and the smoke went up, there's no issa me'ila because ein lecho dava achar shenasa mitzvasa me'ilam boi. Once the mitzvah has been accomplished, it's no longer subject to me'ila. The Gemara proceeds with the well-known braisa that enumerates the achad asa samamanim, the 11 primary ingredients in the keteris. Pitma keteris, hatzari v'atziparin, v'achalbana v'alvayna, mishkal shoshim shibim mana. The first four samamanim each weighed 70 mana, in all 280 mana, and the Gemara explains, hatzari ina elisraf ha'noitiv me'atze aktaf. The tzari is the sap that drips from the atze aktaf. The next four samamanim each weighed 16 mana and all 64 mana. Hakoish shneim aser. The koish weighed 12 mana. Kilufa shleisha. The kilufa weighed 3 mana. The kinamin tisha. The cinnamon weighed 9 mana. And the grand total of the prepared keteris was 368 mana. There were also 5 other ingredients added to the keteris. Boris Karshina Tisha Kabin, Shashafin Basa Tziparin Kadesh Deina. They used 9 kav of Boris Karshina to polish the Tziparin and enhance its dark appearance. Yain Kafrisin Sin Talasa Kavin Talasa, Shasharin Basa Tziparin Kadesh Deaza. They added 3 sa and 3 kav of wine from Kafrisin in which they soaked the Tziparin to strengthen its scent. And in Ainlo Yain Kafrisin, maybe Chamechavarin Atik. If there was no Yain Kafrisin available, they used aged white wine. And although Bahalui Miraglaim Yafinla, although urine suits this purpose, urine may not be brought into the Azar, and keteris must be made in the Azar because the pasuk states, "Kodesh he, kodesh ti lachem, kol maseh layir el b'kodesh." Melech Sedoimis Roiva, they put a quarter of a kav of salt. Mala Ashen kol shehu, they added a small amount of a spice that caused the smoke of the keteris to go up in a straight column. Rav Nasan Aimer, af kipas hayarden kol shehu, they also added a small amount of a grass that grows near the Yarden River. However, if honey was added, the keteris was disqualified. Also, if the keteris was missing one of the samanim and was burned on the mizbeach, the kohen is liable for misa b'dei shemai. The Gemara cites another braisa regarding the keteris. Keteris cites a nasis shin samach ches mana. They prepared the keteris in the amount of 368 mana because shasa kenegid yemei sechama, 365 mana was for each day in the solar year, and shleisha mana yiserin shemhen machnis kohen gadol lechafna b'yom kippurim. The 3 additional mana were used for the keteris of Yom Kippur, in which the kohen gadol removed 2 handfuls and brought them into the kodesh hakodeshim, and v'ashar nitanes lo'umnin b'scharan. The leftover keteris of the 3 mana was used to pay the workers as follows. Mafrishim imeno schar ha'umnin. U'mechano oisa al mois ha'umnin. V'neisen oisa an lo'umnin bischaran. V'chayzim aleikhin oisa mitshumas ha'lishka. First the keteris was redeemed as salary for the workers. Then the keteris, which is now chulin, was given to the workers and it was brought back with the new shkal. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes regarding the Meisa HaKeteris. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shama Mishum Haskan says, Meisa HaKeteris Achas L'Shishim Oy L'Shibim Shana Hoi Mefatmen Oysa L'Chatzayin. The leftover keteris was accumulated for 60 to 70 years until it amounted to 184 mana, half the yearly amount. And then they only needed to prepare half the usual amount. Therefore, Yachad Shepitim L'Chatzayin Chayiv. One who duplicates half the amount of keteris is liable. Av HaShlish V'Revia L'Shamani. They did not leave the keteris for longer intervals that would then only require the preparation of a quarter or a third of the usual amount. Therefore, yachad shepitim shlisha revia pater. One who duplicates a third or a quarter of the keteris is not liable. While the chum hold b'chol yoy mesakim b'maskunta v'hoyim achnes, they could prepare the keteris in the daily amount of 1 mana. Therefore, yachad shepitim mana chayev. One who duplicates even a mana of keteris is liable. The keteris was returned to the mortar twice a year to be refreshed by grinding it again. In the summer, the keteris was stored out to prevent spoilage. In the winter, the keteris was stored in a pile to preserve its aroma. And while he ground the keteris, he would say the words hadik hativ hativ hadik, that the keteris should be ground fine because a dibur yafa lebusamim, speech is beneficial for the keteris. The Brisa continues, "V'shalish manin yiserin shemehen kohen gadol machnis melechavtam b'yom kippur." On Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol would remove two handfuls of keteres from the three additional mana, and noitzin oisel machteshes b'erev yom kippur. V'shechik in yafa yafa kadesh teidaka menadaka. The keteres of Yom Kippur was reground extra fine because the pasuk of Yom Kippur states, "Umelechavnav keteres samim daka," which adds another level of extra fine to the ready fine spice, which we know from the pasuk of the daily keteres v'shechakta men hodek. The Gemara proceeds with the Torah source for the Achad Asa Samamanim from the following pasuk. V'yemashem al Moshe kachlcha samim notuf u'shechelus v'chelbana samim u'levoy nezaka. Kachlcha samim trei, the first pluralized samim teaches two samamanim, and then notuf u'shechelus v'chelbana ha'chamisha. The next three samamanim add up to five samamanim. And v'samim achrini chamisha, the second samim doubles the previous amount to include another five samamanim in all ten samamanim. And ulevoy nezaka chat, the pasuk concludes with one more in all 11 samamanim. As the Gemara explains, this pasuk is also a source for klal uprat uklal atadan keina prat. If there's a first a klal, a general word, and then a prat, a specific word, and then a second klal, the klal expands the prat to include other pratim that are similar to the prat, but not pratim that are different than the prat. The pasuk first states samim a klal, then notuf shechelus v'chelbana a prat, and then again samim a second klal, where we say klal uprat uklal iatadan elkeina prat. Maha prat mefurish davar shekiter va'ela v'recha noidif. I've called davar shekiter va'ela v'recha noidif. Just as the pratim are samamanim whose smoke rises and emits a good aroma, so too the klal includes all samamanim whose smoke rises and emits a good aroma. And the pasuk needed to mention three pratim as follows: notav min ilan, samamanim that grow on trees are eligible, and v'shchelis geduli karka, samamanim that grow from the ground are eligible, and v'chelbana b'nei sherecha ra, v'chelbana even though it emits a bad aroma is also eligible. And this teaches kol taina she'imba mepesh Yisrael in the times. A fast day must include the prayers of the sinful people. Otherwise, it's not valid, as we see from the chelbana that had a bad aroma and was nevertheless included in the samamani keteres.